and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relics' weekly news podcast, chronicling three of our biggest stories from the last 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta. I am the assistant editor at Relics Magazine, and I am joined once again by my pal, bassist extraordinaire, Karina Reichman.
Bass. Hey, how's it going? How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. Coming off of a three-night fish run, which will be our first story of the day. Hung out on Long Island in my homestead. I got a nasty sunburn on my left arm.
Yo. Oh, my God.
Right? I'm a little rosy.
If you guys could only see what I see, this is that's red. I'm not going to lie to you.
I had a bit of what's called a farmer's tan, which I don't know if that's politically correct, but I had a farmer's tan, so my lower arm was tanner than my upper arm, so then I wore a tank top yesterday in the sun thinking I'll even out.
Right.
And now I just have a reverse of that where I have sunburn on my upper arm and no sunburn on my lower arm.
There's no winning.
Please help me, everybody. I'm just trying to get through life.
You got a BYO aloe to the office. That's a mess. I'm so sorry about that. I have been there. We've all been there, you know?
The struggles of being a very pale Italian. Every summer, and I promised myself it was going to be no sunburn summer 2019. I told myself, and I made it to, we are recording this on July 1st.
So I made it to July 1st. You know, June is a month of trial and error for such things.
It really is.
And, you know, the most pasty among us have... you know, a month to kind of figure things out, get a little base tan going so that we can just kind of, you know, bronze up, if you will.
Yeah. I made it through Bonnaroo with no sunburn. I think I got a little overzealous thinking I've got this sunscreen thing down pat.
That you were invincible. Well, you know what? If you didn't pull up your arsh,
I'm just going to commit to t-shirts like I should have in the first place.
You're killing it. You're doing great. This is good. Let me tell you what, I got a couple things to plug right up front. Do you mind? Can I plug a couple things right up front? Can I play?
Yes, she can.
I definitely can. So let me tell y'all what, this weekend I am playing Mowdown. It's a festival, Mo's Festival, up in Durham, New York. I'm wildly looking forward to it. It's my own band. 5 p.m., then I will be playing late night with the Everyone Orchestra, a bunch of improvised madness around 2 in the morning. I am looking wildly forward to that. Plug number 2, my dear friend, my bandmate, the only reason anybody cares about anything I do, Mr. Marco Benevento, is releasing a new record. It's called Let It Slide, and the track, also titled Let It Slide, that's the first single, and it just came out. So I don't know if you've heard it yet, Raph, but let me tell you, Let It Slide is a sneaky little banger. It's like 2 minutes and 58 seconds. Hit them with the shit. Real fun. Love the tune. I sing backing vocals on it. Anyway, just wanted to lay that out there.
I have heard the tune. I've seen the video.
Oh!
I see it pop up on my Facebook news feed.
There you go.
I click on it, and there's my pal Karina singing alongside Marco Benevento, laying down some choice backing vocals.
Choice!
With a cool, like, 8mm, like, 60s, 70s vibe
to
the video.
It's definitely retro.
It's very cool. I highly recommend it. Let It Slide. New record, new single.
Let It Slide. Thank you for letting me shamelessly plug all my things.
I'm about to plug one of my things.
Yes,
of course,
do it.
This is a Relics podcast. I need to plug Relics. All of our content here on 3 from the 7 comes from Relics' Daily 7 email newsletter. It's completely free, and it drops all of the best news from the jam world straight into your inbox. Go to relics.com/daily to get some jam in your inbox. And then we also have the best magazine in the world, Relics Magazine. Head on over to relics.com/subscribe to get fucking linked in, you guys. You
just
gotta
do it.
You gotta subscribe to Relics. It's the best thing around.
Put some south in your mouth.
So,
as
we mentioned earlier, our first story of the week is Fish at BB&T Pavilion in Camden, New Jersey. It was a great 3-night run. Fish's first 3-night run of the summer. It was a great time. I actually ran into Karina on lot, as
how
Fish fans
that?
Happen to do. Completely improvised.
Improvised running. That
exactly.
was wonderful.
It was a parking lot jam with Karina Tees. It was amazing.
Hey.
I was stressfully trying to find my ticket to the box office.
Yeah,
and
we were
Karina
in line
right
for
there.
A will call. We were in line for will call. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to run into people. That was fun. I loved seeing you. And I don't know if you know this, Raph, but you were just a few rows in front of / to the left of me.
Oh, really?
We were in the same section.
Oh, did you see me getting down?
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. It was great. So it was really a three from the seven, you know, bonanza.
It was.
If you will. Great show. Did you enjoy the show?
I thoroughly enjoyed the Saturday show. If it wasn't a 3+ hour drive from my home, I would have gone on Sunday. If we're kind of going out of order just to talk about Saturday, since that's the one both of us went to, I thought the Golden Age Jam was absolutely phenomenal. A lot of my friends were asking me kind of what songs are you chasing, and I didn't even know I was chasing a fat Golden Age Jam. It was amazing. It blew my mind. I thought the Santos Jam was great. Say It to Me Santos, of course, off of Fish's Kaspat Voxed Vegas show, not to mention a show encore with Yem, and then a little acapella Grind, I believe, yep, to close the show. So yeah, the Yem Jam was awesome. Trey threw off his guitar and got down on stage with all of us. I thought Saturday was an amazing Fish show. It's always nice to have lots of Fish to talk about.
I couldn't agree more. It was really, really fun. And I gotta say, you know, the, you know, Mike's Groove opener with A Divided Sky right after that, it's a good you know, 1-2-3-4 punch to really make you feel like it's still the 90s. And it was really, really fun. I had a great time. And you can never be mad about a Yem encore. Am I right?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing. I was talking to a guy next to me who was kind of like an older head from, like, had seen Fish all through the 90s. And we're kind of making conversation during the show. I said, you know, obviously I'm a younger fan. You know, I jumped on in 3.0, but I love Fish. And he said, oh, I've been seeing them since the 90s. And they had played a Rift earlier in the night. So he said, oh, I was so excited for them to play Rift, you know, a real throwback song. And literally as he's telling me how glad he is they're playing some throwback stuff, they drop into Yem. And
wow.
The smile on this guy's face, you'd not believe it. I was stoked for him. I was stoked for myself. It's always good to hear a Yem. But also the mix of old and new in this run, I think, was awesome. The first night they played Strawberry Letter 23 for the third time ever, which is kind of one of those Baker's Dozen tunes that's remained in the repertoire. Not to mention, on the Friday night, they played Quinn the Eskimo by Bob Dylan, which is like a super bold cover that they haven't played since the Dozen. Yeah, old stuff, new stuff. On Sunday, they played a Punch You in the Eye encore, the first time since 1998.
Oh, baby. And one of my favorites, let me tell you, honestly, don't care where it appears in the set. I'm always thrilled to hear Punch You in the Eye. One of the first songs that really got me into the band.
Yeah.
So very, very cool. I was there Friday and Saturday, but not Sunday, because I had to race back to DJ for the Children, Rock and Roll Playhouse, another Shapiro venture over here. Which was awesome. And it was Karina's funk review. I just, you know, spin a bunch of old school funk music and play bass along to the tracks. And it's a great time. The kids skip around. All excellent, great grooves at the Brooklyn Bowl Sunday morning. But I was definitely upset to not go back for this Sunday. It looks completely absurdly ridiculous. You know, Mr. Completely, Makisupa. Obviously, you know, I love The Curtain Width, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, Tila, duh.
Yeah, first pairing ever of Tila and the Mango song. I love just kind of like that setlist geekery of like the first time ever Fish has put this song next to this song. It was the first What's the Use encore ever on Sunday. Although I will say that they sound checked Colonel Forbin's Into Fly Famous Mockingbird. So a lot of people thought they were going to get some Game Henge during this show, which actually did not happen, which I was kind of relieved because, as we said earlier, neither of us were at this show. And if they played some Colonel Forbin's or some Mockingbird or any of that type of stuff, I would have been significantly upset.
I mean, certainly. But here's a question for you, Raph. There was a tweezer, yet no tweet prize. Can we expect a tweet prize opener / appearance at SPAC tomorrow?
I'd sure hope so. I think that'd be very cool.
By tomorrow, I mean Tuesday, whenever this podcast... When does this podcast come out?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. So if you're looking into the past, this episode was recorded on Monday. I wonder if the tweet prize will appear at SPAC first thing or not. We'll
Maybe.
See.
Let's That's see. That's true. Only our listeners can tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you see,
in the future.
You're in the future. So let's say right now, Karina over here calling a tweet prize. It's back.
Our thoughts are frozen like everything else.
That's a beautiful thing. Anyway, well, we shall see. Let's see.
Yes, all this talking about Fish actually segues perfectly into our first ad read ever here on 3 from the 7. We're growing up in the podcast world.
Growing up.
And it could not be a better sponsor for us to have. It is actually Trey's documentary, Between Me and My Mind. following the critically acclaimed world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival, Between Me and My Mind, a film about Trey Anastasio, comes to movie theaters nationwide for a special one-night-only screening on Wednesday, July 17th.
Yes.
Do you have your tickets? You need to get your tickets.
Get your tickets immediately. What are you... Like, that's ridiculous if you don't have your tickets yet. That's just absurd. Between Me and My Mind captures Trey as he works through some of his most personal music to date, placing his relationships with friends and family at its core. At the same time, he prepares for one of Phish's legendary New Year's Eve shows at Madison Square Garden, culminating with the exhilarating, elaborately produced moment when the clock strikes midnight on stage. Raph, we've been there. You know what that feels like. It's magic. It's literally magic. So gotta, you know, see this film as many times as you can. Definitely see it on Wednesday, July 17th. Why Absolutely. Are we even playing around?
And due to popular demand, additional screens have recently been added. So if you checked and maybe there wasn't a screening near your house, check again because they added more screens. To find your nearest location and to buy your tickets, visit betweenmeandmymind.com. Just do it up, guys. Obviously, this documentary is super, super cool. Me and Karina had the fortune to be able to see it live and in person at the Tribeca Film Festival, but you should go see it too. Seeing Phish on the silver screen, what's better than that?
What's better than that? Seriously, betweenmeandmymind.com.
Moving on to our second story of the week, the String Cheese Incident offered a 75-minute single set Rosie Jam at Electric Forest. Karina, initial thoughts?
I mean, amazing headline. Amazing. You know, a place... like Electric Forest, it's really nice to see something like that, actually, because I feel like that's so perfect when you have a 75-minute set and you're like, you know what, fellas? We're going to play Rosie and we're going to play it till we can't play it no more. You know, I think that's really awesome. I've never attended an Electric Forest.
I have.
You have.
Truly a magical place.
It
I love
looks
Electric
amazing.
Forest so much. I will plug Electric Forest until the day I die. It is... just a festival that really emphasizes the arts and, you know, music and arts festival.
Sure.
The eye candy is unreal. I think there's some amazing shots of the festival that were put up on social media on like an aerial shot in the middle of the night. And to see like their Sherwood Forest area just in a Technicolor craze, it's very cool. And obviously just having String Cheese Incident at the helm of this festival since, I believe, 2011, since it carried over from the Rothbury Festival, Cheese have kind of ushered it and like kept that jam core in the midst of kind of some EDM craze around it. And I think something like a 75-minute Rosie on the Thursday night of the festival, not on the main stage, they played it on a smaller Jubilee stage, it probably blew some kids' minds. Like, there was plenty of Cheese conversions, I'm sure, in the crowd who were just like, wait, what? That was one song? Like,
right. And these guys are playing instruments? It's unbelievable. Yeah.
And I'm sure Cheese, the Eyodo guys in there, Jason Hahn and Michael Travis, were sure to make it nice and techno-y and funky, while simultaneously you got guys like Billy Nershi and Michael Kang bringing that fiddle, bringing that acoustic guitar. SCI just fusing sounds left and right. They're truly a unique band and have always been since the 90s.
Rosie's got that good four on the floor pulse to it too, which of course, you know, the perhaps the younger, less familiar with the Cheese and more familiar with the, I don't know, Illeniums and the Diplos and the whatever of the world. Bless their hearts too, by the way. I love them. They could probably wrap their head around a Rosie more than they could wrap their head around a, you know, Colorado Bluebird Sky. If you know what I'm saying.
No, and I can't wait to get my hands on this recording. I've gotten some on the ground reports that it was, you know, all over the place teasing other songs, but then it would always just come on back to that Rosie.
Yay.
I know who you are. But I can't wait to just sit down like in an evening time and listen to a 75-minute Rosie and just really see the expanse that this band really did. And the cool thing is, actually, a lot of people thought the Rosie was going to come back, but I don't believe it did on Saturday or Sunday. Or actually, they only played Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I should say. But it didn't come back, which means if you're on String Cheese Tour, they're still on that 25th anniversary. That Rosie after this one, I think, is going to be a pretty celebratory. So I think people are searching for it.
Hey, there you go.
As far as other quick bust outs during that Cheese three nights at Electric Forest, they played Aerosmith's Walk This Way out of an I Know Why for the first time since 2017. They played 10 Miles to Tulsa for the first time since 2003. A little outside inside action with a Mountain Jam tease by the Allman Brothers Band. String Cheese just, you know, having a good time. Great times at Electric Forest. I couldn't recommend that festival highly enough. If you're a younger jam fan and you just want to go and hang out in the woods and see some cool stuff.
Whoa.
Do it, Karina. We're going to Electric Forest next year. It's happening.
You taking me? Let's go.
Taking you. Let's go.
I'm ready to see some shit.
I'm going to dust off all my hat pins. I'm going to do a flat brim for the first time in a while.
You are the yin to my yang in this respect.
Show the people what I got. Show the people what I got.
I'll put a pin on a hat.
Do it, dude.
That I wear nowhere.
Do you want my Pretty Lights pin or do you want my Naco and Medicine for the People pin?
I think I'm going to throw up. Let's...
Do you want my Grateful Dead pin?
Should I wear my Rag and Bone shirt or my All Saints shirt? What am I? I'm confused. Anyway, this has been great. All bullshit aside, I'd really like to play Electric Forest.
Yeah.
So I don't know who does the buying for said festival,
it
but
might
if
still
you're
be
listening,
Purple Hat? I'm not sure.
Well, Karina's here and she's good to go. I'll attend anything so long as I'm playing. That's what I've.
Hell yeah.
You know,
it'd be very cool. I know it's always cool to see like a lot of artists do like walk around Electric Forest because it is this maze of cool stuff that you can just stumble upon.
Did you see the T-Pain tweet?
I did see the T-Pain tweet.
For those not familiar with the T-Pain tweet, let me just paraphrase. T-Pain was all like, yo, I'm at Electric Forest. And I think I'm the only sober one where, you know, everybody assumes the artists get to, you know, drive around everywhere and have all the fun at these things. But I can't walk 5 feet without somebody stopping me to take a picture or a video. And they're as high as I want to be. Anyway, love it. Love it. Oh, go T-Pain. Go Electric Forest. Go SCI.
Yeah. Good Maybe stuff. T-Pain turned into a cheese fan. Maybe Whoa. T-Pain saw that 75-minute Rosie and he loves cheese now.
Honestly, stranger things have happened.
Dude, for real. Next song out of the SCI Sound Lab is going to be a feature with T-Pain.
I mean,
and I would love every minute of it. I would make it a number one story in Relics' Daily 7 free email newsletter. Sign up at relics.com/daily.
She has the power to do such things, people. Don't.
I do.
Universe, don't tempt her. Oh, God.
All right, Karina,
yes.
Hit us with that third story
the
of the week.
Third story. Let's move it right along. Widespread panic at Red Rocks, y'all. These are three stories, all shows that happened this very weekend. We happened to be at the first one. This is the third one. This is kind of a monumental one because by Sunday, the band had celebrated 60 consecutive sellouts at the venue.
Unreal.
They
Panic on the
sold
rocks.
It out more than anyone else. And that is a beautiful thing. I've never seen Panic on the Rocks. Have you?
No, unfortunately. Although I have committed to see... I'm going to see some Panic on Halloween this year in New Orleans.
Which so is very cool as well.
That would be very cool. I've seen Panic at WANI. I've seen them, obviously, at the Lock-In Festival. Three nights at the Capitol Theater, which is a real feather in my cap. but unfortunately, no. Panic at Red Rocks is definitely on my bucket list.
We got to go. Next year, we're going.
Oh, for sure. And what was really cool about this three-night run was the fact that they kept digging into their kind of repertoire. A lot of second-time-ever performances. They busted out a Little Feat cover on night one, Down on the Farm, for the first time since April 16th, 2011. It was the second time Jimmy Herring ever played the song, the first time drummer Dwayne Trucks ever played the song.
Sick. Super sick.
Yeah.
They encored with Rumble, the Link Ray classic. It's the second performance ever of Rumble, which actually shocks me, but that's really that's interesting. And the first time played was 10/29/17. So that's really cool. Love
they,
that tune.
Right out of that Rumble, they encored with Chili Water. Karina, hot take here. Do you throw water during Chili Water?
If I have a water in my hand, absolutely.
That's what
Otherwise,
I like to hear.
I just spin around in a circle like a lunatic. No, I'm just
that's why we're friends, Karina. Because I definitely throw water during Chili Water. I think it was my second or third Panic show, and they played Chili Water. I believe it was at the... Sweetwater 420 Fest a few years back. They played Chili Water. I threw my water bottle and then was immediately thirsty and regretted it.
Well, yeah, that's what happens, right? That's definitely what happens. I think I throw my tequila soda and am much happier after I've let that go. Because I'm just like, that wouldn't have ended well. It's
Not
great.
Today, Satan.
Not today. Oh, man.
Night two, Panic Saturday, opening with an Ain't Life Grand. Gotta love it. Brought back Dark Bar for the first time since 2012. Did a little Alan Toussaint cover in the second set. Good stuff all the way around. By night three, we got a Pilgrims opener. To end the whole run, they paired the Waker with Porch Song, marking the second time they ever played the Waker since Mikey Hauser's passing. The Waker being a tune that Mikey wrote for his son. Great, great stuff by Widespread Panic. Giving the fans what they want. Playing the deep cuts. Also playing the hits. I think I might have to do some Widespread on the Rocks next year.
I'd like to do that as well. I've never seen them at Red Rocks. I would love to. This looked really great, and they coined Never Miss a Sunday Show, correct?
I believe so. Don't hold me to that, true. But I believe that's true.
Right.
I'm sure we'll hear from people.
We need a fact checker.
Wrong.
We need a fact checker, but I'm pretty sure that originated with Panic, and it looks like a heater right here. So
yeah, I can only imagine how stoked people were to hear The Waker, because I know once they brought it back, I think the end of 2018, once again, I need a fact check, but as the first time they ever played it since Mikey passed, and obviously it was huge talk among the community that The Waker was back in rotation, and to end a Red Rocks run like that, amazing. It was cool. I was actually getting texts from some Jam Cruise friends, shout out to Jam Cruise, some Jam Cruise friends who were at Widespread on Saturday while I was at Fish, and I was so excited, I just texted them, we got jams coast to coast, baby.
Coast to coast.
Dog days of summer, we got great music every single weekend. It's a great, great thing. As we wrap up our wonderful program, it is time for our weekly shout out. The weekly shout out gives our friends in the music industry a chance to tell us what they're doing and get a little bit of plug, a little bit of promo. So let's see who we got this week.
Hey, this is Dave Loss from Aqueous, and you're listening to 3 from the 7. Make sure to give us a listen on Spotify and check us out on tour. I'm sure we'll be coming to a town near you soon. Get all those details at aqueousband.com.
Awesome. Thank you to Dave from Aqueous for the shout out. Karina, Aqueous?
Love. Good. Thanks, Dave. Good time.
Hot shots on the scene.
Gotta have it. Beautiful things. Young whippersnappers.
Yeah, they got a fervent fan base. People love Aqueous. It's great.
It's wonderful. I love it, man. I love it.
So, Karina, you already did your plugs, so I guess...
How about that? Yeah, you know what? The next few weekends, check me out. All right. This weekend, Mowdown. Next weekend, Marco Benevento at Levitate Fest. Weekend after, there is a festival in Millville, New Jersey called the Sensi Family Gathering. And my band will be playing that. And I forget what happens after that because that's way too far in the future for me to even wrap my head around. Let's just try to survive this week. Am I right? But yeah.
Well, the good news is we got a 3 from the 7 every week. So chances to plug your podcast and plug your stuff, plug your shows. My brain's not working. I'm sorry.
No, you're killing it.
But yeah, so 3 from the 7. Great job this
great
week,
Karina. Great stuff. You too, Raph. Thank you so much. This has been great. Three great, you know, between Panic, Cheese, Fish.
Life
is good.
A lot
of great stuff, man.
Life is good.
Happy, you know, jam community, alive, well, thriving,
popping,
beautiful thing.
If you would like to get more of this wonderful jam news in your inbox, as I've said several times, go to relics.com/daily. If you want to support Relics Magazine, we've been around since 1974 and still going strong. Go to relics.com/subscribe. Karina, I believe we've reached the end of our road.
This might be it. This was really wonderful.
It was. The road goes on forever, but we will see you next week, next Wednesday. Tune in. Subscribe, hit whatever subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on. Have a wonderful day, Karina.
You too, Raph.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Don't work too hard, all right?
Yeah, as the Eagles said, take it easy.
<That's good. laughs> Take care, everybody. Right. Be good to yourselves. Be good to others. If you can't be good, be honest. That's good.
It's great. Like, you're very good this week.
I'm trying to pull them out. Let's try.